So often when I hear people say that we are the people of the book, I want to respond, that may be true enough, but we are more likely to be the people of the question. Questions form such an important part of our tradition. Arguably, the most important ritual moment of the year is not Kol Nidre, not Ne'ilah. More Jews in this country probably are familiar with Ma Nishtana than they are with all of those. Ma, Mi, Lema, all of these questions. It comes to mind for me today because in this amazing coincidence that we are actually in the heart of Tisha B'Av at this moment, and the joy of Shabbat is present, buffering us from the magnitude, from the immensity that is that day. Tisha B'Av. Someone said to me this week, you know, Rabbi, and in this she echoed something that has been going on, a debate within Judaism since 1967, some say since 48. No, really? Am I really crying about those two temples? It is so hard to make this holiday relevant. What's it all about? Is there not enough suffering in the world? Is there not enough of those questions that keep you and I up at night? Is there not enough of the mystery of pain and why we must endure it? For us to set aside a day to commemorate, to feel into. Tisha B'Av is a day where we are enjoined to sit inside of that pain, inside of those questions. And remarkably, it begins a process that will culminate with those high holidays. Tisha B'Av is the beginning of the arc that will end with the closing of the arc, with Ne'ilah. And then after that, Simchat Torah. From the agony and the pain of Tisha B'Av to the ecstasy and the joy of Sukkot, that entire period can be captured in one word, tshuva. What does tshuva mean, everybody? Tshuva means to return. The process of renewal, the process of returning to ourselves, to who we really are, tashuv, lashuv, to return, hashavat aveda, to have that which is lost being given back to us. And of course, the word tshuva also means answer. Tshuva is that process that we go through where we seek to answer the question more broadly, existentially, what question is it in the world that my life is an answer to? What question is it in the world that my life is an answer to? That is what we grapple with in this process of tshuva. Tisha B'Av reminds us that though we want to find answers, we must begin with questions. Tisha B'Av and all suffering that it points towards reminds us that though we often want more than anything in the world to win, we can't begin unless we acknowledge loss. How appropriate it is that this year, the ultimate Western expression of competition and the glory of victory begins this evening. And throughout the next couple of weeks, we will be cheering on all of those who are remarkable, who have worked to to arrive at that podium and to stand alone with gold and silver and bronze. But each and every one of us knows that in the spiritual world, we win when we lose. We win when we lose. And by that I mean when we have the courage to not only ask the question, not only to raise it, not only to feel it, but to sit with it. To be able to bear the enormous anxiety that comes with that, so that we can hold it. My favorite Talmudic teaching, I think almost everyone here probably knows this, I've already said it too many times. One more. Shivrei luchot veluchot munachim ba'aron. The Gemara says, the Talmud says, when asked the question, where did the broken tablets that Moses brought down, I have these Ten Commandments, where did those go? What's the Hava Amina of the Gemara? What is the Talmud even thinking? Why would they ask, where did the broken luchos go? What do you mean? Broken things get tossed away. We live in a culture like that. My iPhone 3, I get an iPhone 4. We throw things away. We're our throwaway culture. What's the audacity of the question of the Talmud? What happened to those broken tablets? Says the Talmud, they are right there in the ark along with the whole tablets. And that is the way we made it through the desert. Luchot v'shivrei luchot munachim ba'aron. I think about this especially because every year at this time, we are together with Moses, our teacher, looking over on the promised land and hoping to go in. We are together with Moshe Rabbeinu every year at this time of the year as he begins his farewell address. And the rabbis teach us, Eilah ha-dvarim asher diber Moshe livnei Yisrael. These are the words that Moses spoke to Israel. This man, about whom it was said, he said about himself, Lo ish divarim anochi, I am not a man of divarim, I'm not a man who can speak, I don't have words. He was the one who merited to say in the beginning of the fifth book of his Torah, Eilah ha-dvarim, these are the divarim. What happened to Lo ish divarim, says the Midrash, in the mouths of the Israelites. You said you couldn't speak, Moses. Moses learned how to speak. The very wound that Moses carried with him, as we've said before, was his gift. Moses sat with his wound. He sat with that place in him that was lost, that place within him that was a question, that place within him that could only win if he was willing to lose enough and say, Lo ish divarim anochi. He didn't run around saying, you know, listen, God, you really have the right man, and then go to his friends, you know, Lo ish divarim anochi. I told God, but just between us, Beinenu, it's not true. Moses outs himself in the Torah. Lo ish dvarim anochi, the wounded healer. Through that place that I am chaser, that place that I am weak, I will heal. It's so relevant for us. I want to read to you from Mark Nepo, a poet I've often quoted, and I love this thing. Exactly what I was saying, he said it. He wrote, we need to count by touching, not by adding or subtracting. I thought, what did he mean by that? He writes, when we count with our eyes, we stall the heart. For the eye can see clearly what is broken without ever feeling the break. The mind can calculate the loss without ever sewing up the wound. Without touching the life coming apart before us, we can race to rebuild before the wrecked dream ever hits the ground. I want to say that again. Without touching the life coming apart before us, without touching it, we can race to rebuild before the wrecked dream ever hits the ground. And while this makes us resilient and efficient as ants, it also keeps us from ever living in what we build. Tisha B'Av was the rabbi's way of getting us to linger long enough in the thing that we built so that we touch it and it touches us. So that we touch it and it touches us. We might not each of us have a dream, especially if you're a post-triumphalist, liberal progressive rabbi like me, of one day having a third temple right? And having korbanot and having the sacrificial cult reinvigorated. But each of us is dreaming of a third temple. Each and every one of us who sits here knows of some lost place where there is a question mark that we are placing and saying, there I want to build God's temple. There in Aurora, Colorado, I want to build God's temple. There in the Middle East, I want to build God's temple. Here in my heart, day to day, I want to build God's temple. And so we hold on to that wrecked dream that was the building. We hold on and we say, let me touch you. Let me touch you a little bit longer. My dear friend Shir Yaakov wrote a song, and it can be found in your newsletter, and I just wanted to bring it home with this.
So on the second side, there's a song of lament. This is from Echa, which we'll read tomorrow. Let's do the... you heard the melody as we came out of the Amidah. We'll do the English, and then we'll do the Hebrew.
And what is so powerful for me here, everyone, is the Ma.
What can I say? Can I testify? Daughter Jerusalem.
Try that.
What can I say? Can I testify?
Patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves. Do not now seek the answers which cannot be given you because you would not be able to live them yet. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions. God in heaven, help us to believe that tears can transform, that redemption is possible, that walls will come down. Open our eyes, but more importantly, give us hands to touch those things that we normally look at. Bring them close to us so that we may heal them and give us the strength. Amen. Please rise.